And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Indian victims and responders are recounting the deadly stampede in Uttar Pradesh Tuesday that has left at least 120 dead. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Indian authorities say massive overcrowding, insufficient exits, and other factors contributed to a deadly stampede at a religious festival in Uttar Pradesh state, northern India, that killed at least 120 people. Police officer Sheila Moya, on duty at the event, was injured during the chaos. She says there was no space to keep our feet. People were moving out, stepping on others. Then suddenly people were falling. I tried to pick up some women. Sonu Kumar, a villager, helped the injured after the stampede, telling the AP some were breathing, some were not. They were in a terrible condition. It was not immediately clear what sparked the panic. Overcrowding, poor planning and bad weather are among the factors contributing to the disaster. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli forces bombarded several areas of the southern Gaza Strip on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Emma Gell reports.
It comes after Israel ordered residents of several towns and villages surrounding Khan Yunis and Rafah to evacuate the day before. Thousands who had not heeded evacuation orders were forced to flee their homes overnight during the Israeli bombardment. Gaza's European hospital in Khan Yunis, which the emergency department director says has provided continuous daily services since the beginning of the war, was forced to evacuate. This man, whose sick daughter was being treated there, says it was their last resort, as many hospitals have been destroyed. Whoever gets wounded will die, he says.
Emma Gell from Reuters. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness urged citizens to take shelter as Hurricane Beryl headed toward the island as a powerful Category 4 storm on Tuesday.
Jamaica must take this hurricane seriously.
At least three people have died and four others are missing after Beryl moved across the Caribbean coast. This is VOA News. A federal rule meant to protect transgender students by expanding the definition of sexual harassment takes another loss in the courtroom. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
U.S. District Judge John Brooms concluded that the Department of Education exceeded the authority granted by Title IX and that the rule violated parents' and students' rights to free speech and religious freedom. The decision applies where lawsuits were filed in Kansas, Utah, Wyoming, and Alaska, a middle school in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and to potentially thousands of schools where members of three groups have students enrolled, from Moms for Liberty, Young America's Foundation, and Female Athletes United. It's the third such ruling in recent weeks. Brooms suggested that the government must now consider whether enforcing the rule remains worth the effort. Republicans have framed the issue as one of safety, privacy, and fairness for women and girls. Advocates for the rule say restrictions marginalize and harm the mental health of transgender youth. I'm Jennifer King.
Taiwan says China warned its Coast Guard against interfering in the detention of a Taiwanese fishing boat in what is seen as Beijing's latest attempt to encroach on Taiwanese territory. Taiwan's Coast Guard also repeated its call for the release of the boat and its crew members, who were taken from waters off the Taiwanese-controlled island of Kinmen just off the Chinese coast on Tuesday night. That call is complicated by China's refusal to communicate with Taiwan's government. The boat had a captain and five other crew members, including Indonesian immigrants. China claims self-governing Taiwan as its territory and says the island must come under its control. A judge delays Trump's hush money sentencing until at least September after the Supreme Court immunity ruling. AP correspondent Jake Offenhartz explains.
Trump was previously scheduled to be sentenced on July 11th, following his conviction in May of falsifying records to cover up a potential sex scandal. But Judge Juan Emmerichon agreed to push back that date after Trump's attorneys argued that a recent Supreme Court ruling granting broad immunity to presidents invalidated the verdict. The Manhattan District Attorney has called that argument, quote, without merit, but they agreed to the delay as both sides present motions on the matter. The delay means that Trump won't know of his sentencing as he's formally nominated at the Republican National Convention, which starts in Milwaukee on July 15th. And it leaves open the possibility that he could be ordered to jail during a critical stretch of his campaign.
Jake Offenhartz from the AP. The Paris Olympics will celebrate the return to, quote, normal after a stretch when COVID forced host cities to turn into closed-off shells of themselves, depriving those who had earned their way inside the so-called bubble of a true Olympic experience. Many athletes say they're looking forward to being surrounded by family and friends. Others can't wait to see their friends compete in other sports. Still others want to use the energy from the crowd to help them get over the finish. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.